Ucucucamba. Ucucucamba. Ucucucamba.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with Sue Balcom with Farms out of Medina. She's going to be telling us a little bit about the webinars that they've been doing. Sue, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Annie could not make it. You said she's on a plane, but Annie will be presenting this upcoming webinar that's happening this Wednesday. Sue, do you want to tell us a little bit about what she'll be talking about?
We are going to be talking about reading labels and some of the reasons why this is really important to not only your diet, but your health, and maybe the health of farming in general.
So now these labels, are they going to be focused more on local labels or just labels in general on all food items that you can purchase?
Good question. We're going to be talking about any kind of label reading. For some reason, people will buy a product and they won't check out what its major ingredients are. And a lot of times you're consuming way more sodium and way more sugar and way more high fructose corn syrup than maybe is good for you. But there's also other things involved in this, such as serving size and maybe a process in how it was made or the process of how you have to cook it first before you can eat it. So reading labels is a way to eat better, eat healthier, and maybe even save some money in the long run. There's a key to shopping, and Annie and I are expert shoppers. But I hate to give all of the good information away, but Annie has a way with words, and so she will go into this in great detail for you guys on Wednesday.
Good, perfect. Now, I know I am definitely one of the victims of not reading labels when I go shopping. I just, hey, this looks good, and I just get it. So maybe I should attend this webinar.
You should, because many times people will go in, people aren't buying really real food anymore. If your grandmother doesn't recognize it, you probably shouldn't be eating it. But, people will pick things out because it says fat-free or it says fiber of, 250 grams and stuff, but you need to read the back of the box. It's very important so that you know what's in that product.
Right, absolutely. And there's a reason they put it on the back of the box.
In little teeny tiny print.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, yeah. So, okay, Sue, now, so that is reading labels so you know what you eat, and Annie will be teaching that. And then next week, it says on October 2nd, social media and your community message. Now, we'll go more into detail because you'll be on again next week. We'll have you here again. Or maybe we'll even have the presenter who will be Katie. And excuse me if I pronounce her name wrong. Pinky? Or is it just Pink?
Nope. It's Katie Pinky. And okay. She's from Wishick, North Dakota. And she is a super, super dynamic speaker. And I'm trying like the Dickens to clear up her schedule so she can be your guest next week, because okay, I'm sure that'll make all the difference in the world whether people tune in or not.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
I gotcha. Okay, so now, Sue, it is still possible for people to sign up for these webinars, correct?
Yes. We have a buy a class or buy the entire semester pass option for you. And we are still like muddling through this go to training thing. Once in a while, we might miss something, but we are recording all of these sessions.
Okay.
You can go to the Farms website at www.farms.org, and that's Farms with two R's. And you can sign up. There's a little link to sign up for an individual class or a link to sign up for the whole semester. They can pick what you want to know, but it's a better deal if you sign up for all of them.
Right.
And they are recorded, like I mentioned, and so that you can go back and catch up on what you haven't seen yet. Or if you miss part of one, you can catch up on that. Or if you need to go back and check out a recipe or some other tidbit of information that we shared, you can do that also.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's a very educational class that you guys are providing. And anybody who's not taking advantage of this should definitely get on that, because if I remember correctly, you said there's limited space as well.
Yes, we are limited to 25 folks on our platform, but we do have spaces available. So come on in and pick and choose whatever you want, or come to all of them. We are also looking for ideas for the next semester, because we'll be doing this again starting in January with a whole bunch of of new topics. So if there's something out there that somebody wants to know about, I was thinking one of one great topic would be what's in Sue's pantry. Because I can find a recipe, and I've got everything in the house to make that recipe 90% of the time. So a well-stocked pantry is something everybody should know about, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of times that people don't know what to do, but they have all of that, you know, ingredients and stuff that they can use for that.
Right. It's creativity and cooking, I think, or something like that.
Absolutely. Sue, is there a place they can contact you or anybody else to get more information on these webinars?
Yes. You can email sbelcom@farms.org or give me a call at 701-527-5169. And I think that we're going to be on your Facebook page and you're on our Facebook page. So if you go out there and look for the radio station and or Farms, you can find all kinds of ways to contact us out there.
Perfect. Well, Sue, thank you very much for coming onto the show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, and I hope you'll be talking to Katie instead of me.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope Katie can clear her schedule. It sounds like it's been pretty busy over there.
Yes. I think this is a time of year when everybody's like doing their harvesting and getting ready for winter, like the little ant, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yes. Well, Sue, again, thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
Thank you, Warren.